It doesn't take long to figure out what's going to be the centerpiece of Shami's campaign.
We are lacking jobs. People are lacking jobs. I am not waiting to be elected to be the governor to create jobs.
And as far as job creation goes, he really does have a good story to tell. Shami is building a new plant in Houston to move overseas production of his Qi hair iron and other hair care products back to the U.S. But while he can explain how he created jobs in Texas, he's a little less focused when he tries to explain how he would create jobs as governor.
The government leads the people, motivate the people, and put incentives for companies to bring jobs, sir. We don't want the government, and the government will never, do that.
Shami had a couple of unpolished answers to questions Wednesday. He even had trouble providing focused answers when asked by friendly questioners in the crowd who were not with the working press. But Shami's political inexperience may be a much smaller obstacle to victory than his origin. He says no problem. A country that can elect an Obama can lead to a state that can elect a Shami.
We are in the state of Texas. We are in the United States of America. There is no typical name or typical religion or typical race or typical color. We're all equal in front of God and the law.
Money will not be a political obstacle for Shami. He's pledged to spend $10 million of his own money to win the governor's race. But with Bill White's entry into the race, Shami is no longer the only Democrat with money in the bank. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.